Okay, hi. So I just want to give you a very quick intro to a pretty recent new project that I've started with Jonas Schröby, who's actually here in the audience and talking to you later this afternoon about other stuff. So not much time, but a quick summary slide. And Jonas is at Alpiq in Switzerland, so this is quite a practical project with industry, looking at wind farm valuation, summarized with the 5W question words. So who do we care about? Wind park managers who enter into contracts with the owners to take control of how they sell the electricity and trade in the intraday markets to rebalance. What do we want to do? Well, I have a finance background, modeling prices and things, so we want to value these contracts, basically find the fair premium that should be paid to these managers for this control that they're taking. Where? Well, Germany in the title, but importantly, we want to look at different parks around Germany with different correlations with the national wind and therefore with the prices. And that can impact the value quite a bit. When do we want to do this? Well, next 2 minutes would be nice, but realistically, it's an early stage work, so we're just getting into it and, you know, going to get more done in the next couple months. More importantly, why? Well, it's an important topic for energy firms managing these parks, owning them. They want to have objective, rigorous ways of doing their valuation and risk management, sensitivities, understanding what affects the price. And I think interesting research area too. So, and if we add a sixth W to cheat a bit, the trickiest question of all, how we actually do this? Well, basically in short, we want to look at the balancing costs because these managers are trading in the intraday market using the forecasts that come out on the wind that will arrive at maturity and adjusting to that, and there's a correlation involved, trying to hedge and avoid imbalance penalties potentially at the end. So there's a lot of factors think about. To give you a quick idea on the data, I've just picked a couple of parks we look at. One here, which you can see, a 4-day period. Sometimes you get stuck somewhere near the max capacity for a while. You suddenly drop down. This is the wind production in blue, and then the forecast in yellow and red. Another park, you can see sometimes wind getting stuck at zero for a while, spiking up. Sometimes the forecast deviates a bit because the actual was affecting it. Lots of interesting features you can see, obviously huge variability. Similarly in the prices, this is intraday prices over a week or so. Lots of interesting spikes and things, negative prices when there's lots of wind. Bid-ask spreads we also look at. Then crucially also this correlation point. So four different parks here with different levels of negative correlation with intraday prices. You can look at the details on the poster, of course. But you can see that there's significant negative correlation with the prices. Of course, we all know about the impact of wind on price. And where does this enter into our calculations? Well, let's take the simplest strategy, where basically the cash flows to the manager are, let's say they sell everything day ahead at the day ahead price with the day ahead forecast, and then they're quite risk averse, so they just rebalance all the time, adjusting on the forecast updates multiplied by the intraday price. So there you can see the importance of the correlation. And then at the end, this gets paid to the owner, so that's subtracted. And you see the premium here. What we want to find is this premium. So without risk aversion and everything, just a simple calculation would be to take expectations, solve for P, and you get these terms that you need to find. So that's what we're doing. I'm sure I'm out of time. So just wanted to give you a flavor for it, and you can talk to me more about initial tests we've done. We get some encouraging results about the impact of correlation, you know, the more negatively correlated you are with price, then you're potentially that's going to be more costly to manage than if you have a park which behaves differently from the rest of the country, essentially. But there's a lot of next steps involved in modeling and things that we can look into, so that's still to be done. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.